Thanks so much for listening today. We hope that through this message, you are being filled with the grace and hope found in the person of Jesus Christ. If this message and ministry has made an impact on you in any way, be sure to let us know about it by emailing us at mystory@thefuelchurch.com. And even if you couldn't be here in person, be sure to check in with us on Instagram and Facebook to let us and others know that you are listening and growing with us here at Fuel Church. Every month, through these check-ins, we are making a global difference. Now, let's jump into this week's message.
What do we do when we are battling anxiety? That's a question that we need to ask ourselves. What are we supposed to do in the natural, and what are we supposed to do in the spiritual realm with God? Because God knows us inside and out. So today, we're going to go to our text that's going to be driving this series, which is Philippians 4, 4 through 7 in the NIV. And we're going to read it out loud. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. In other words, anxious for nothing. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. But notice it says prayer and petition, but it also says with thanksgiving. So sometimes we come to God with our needs, our prayers and our petitions, but we forget to thank him for what he has already done and proven himself faithful in our lives. Amen. That gives us a security and a foundation to know like everything's going to be okay. Even though I feel like it's falling apart right now, I can make my needs known to God, but I need to be thankful because he's brought me through time and time again. So I know he's going to be there. And then it goes and says, present your requests to God. Well, how many of you know God knows us, but sometimes he wants to hear us present our request to him, saying, God, I need you. I can't do this on my own. Sometimes we know it, but sometimes, you know what? There's power in your words when you speak it. God, I need you now. Have you ever been in a moment where you've been like in tears? There's no other words to say because you're so overwhelmed with anxiety and fear of what's going on in your life and worry and stress, and you're laying awake and it's going through your mind. One thought after the another and you can't shut it off, or you go to sleep and you wake up and then it's just like boom, 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 boom. It's just like these machine gun bullets of thoughts, and it's craziness sometimes. And I'll even tell myself, why am I thinking about this? Make it stop, stop. God, help me, Lord, you know, and I start talking to myself. Maybe I'm crazy. Anybody else talk to yourself? Don't act like you don't because you're lying. But when you're sleeping, the enemy comes a lot to me when I'm sleeping because you know what? You're in a place of rest and he doesn't want you to rest. He doesn't want your mind to rest because you're at peace when you are sleeping. And he knows you're also in a vulnerable state because you don't have your guard up when you're sleeping. So the enemy comes and he's like, I'm going to disturb their rest. I'm going to disturb their peace. I'm going to come and I'm going to bring every doubt, every fear, every anxiety, every stress, every worry to where they're going to sit there. And if you're like me, I sit there and I try to analyze how I'm going to fix every situation. Amen? Any control freaks in here? Come on, don't be lying. That you're trying to figure it out and we can't figure it out. We got to just trust God. And it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. In other words, we can't understand it sometimes. It says, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It's not just your mind, but it's also your heart. Both are connected. Whatever's in your mind, it's in your heart. Whatever's in your heart is in your mind. Because whatever on your heart, you start to think about. Amen? And so these are the things that we have to know, that we have to bring our things to God, but also thank him because he has already brought you through so many things. Don't forget what he's already done, that he can take your anxiety, he can take your worries, and he will walk you through it. And this scripture actually is written, and it comes from Paul in a Roman prison where he has been chained up for 24 hours, awaiting trial, not knowing what his future holds. And I can't imagine if we were... You think of Paul in a Roman prison, which the prisons aren't like they are today, and he's sitting there and he's awaiting his trial, not knowing his future. He could be persecuted. He could be beaten. We don't know, and he doesn't know. And guess what? He's sitting there and he's saying, God, I need you. I'm making my petitions known to you, but I'm going to also thank you because I know you've already delivered me out of other situations and you're going to do the same in this. Amen. And your peace is going to guard my heart and it's going to guard my mind. And I think that's so important because sometimes I was looking at this scripture and it says, guard your hearts and mind. And sometimes we have to be careful what we allow to be put in us because it can trigger your anxiety. I know with me, there are certain things that I can't watch. There are certain things that I can't be around, not in any kind of super spiritual way or anything. I just know what it does to me. And it causes my fear to kick into full gear. And then my thoughts, I can't control. And it's like, I just kick open the door for the enemy to come in. And I'm like, now I'm fighting my own anxiety that I created for myself. How many know sometimes we create our own anxiety? Have you ever done that before? I'm the type of person where I think of something and I'm a deep thinker. I'm a planner. I'm an analyzer. If plan A don't work, then I got plan all the way through Z to figure out a backup plan. And how many know God always likes to look at our plan and he just kind of like lets out a little giggle and he's like, yeah, I'm going to give them plan C instead and see how they function. You know what I mean? Because he's got a better plan and it works out better in the end. But I know me, I'll think of one little thing and then I'll be like, all the way like 3-4 months later, thinking in events of where I'm gonna be, and it hasn't even happened, and it may not even happen. Have you ever done that before? Where you start thinking almost up situations or things in your mind, and then I'm just like, hold up, just stop. What are you doing, you know? And then I'm already all worked up, and then I'm like irritable with people, and I'm getting frustrated because in how I feel and what's in my mind is starting to come out. And I'm like, why am I so stressed out? Well, I created my own stress, you know, instead of giving it to God. And I know sometimes we have to guard our hearts. Sometimes it's even relationships that you're around. If they're speaking doubt and fear and unbelief around you, or they're maybe super negative, when you have anxiety and you're dealing with anxiousness and you're dealing with depression, and you're dealing with things and stress and worry, you got to shield yourself from certain things. Not that you don't love people, but you got to guard your heart. You got to guard what comes in because you know what it will do and where it will take you. And so you have to be careful. But it says in every situation by prayer and petition, we present our requests to God. So it's so important for us to go to God. What is anxiety? Well, anxiety is not something simple to explain, but it's very complex and complicated. But it can be physiological. It can be emotional. It can be situational, a circumstance or situation in your life, but it's always spiritual. It's always spiritual. There are other things that trigger anxiety and our fears, because that's what stems anxiety, is a fear. It's a fear of not knowing. It's a fear of feeling out of control. It's a fear of feeling overwhelmed sometimes. But it's always a spiritual battle. It's very complex, but today we're going to just look at more of the spiritual side of certain things. And meaning we will always pray. Also, we may seek professional help or counseling. There's nothing wrong with that. Get advice from a certified doctor, change our diet, or even take certain medication to help us as we continue to stand and believe God to work all things out for our good. Amen? But for the sake of time today, we're going to focus more on the spiritual side. I'm not a doctor or a certified therapist, trust me on that. But I know that we find answers in God's word. And I just want to share a little bit about my own story. I'm a person that, you know, I've always been a worrier. I'm a deep thinker, even from a young age. And I've battled depression for years, all the way until I was in college, and God set me free from it. Now, that doesn't mean, how many know if God ever sets you free from something, that doesn't mean it never tries to come back. Amen? It'll come back, and it'll try to come back even stronger. And so you have to know, when the enemy comes, you know what your battle is. It may not be depression. It may not be anxiety. It may not be this. But let me tell you, it's touched everyone in some shape or form, or you know someone who has dealt with it. And when you know what your triggers are and you know how the enemy comes at you, he comes to deliver that package, but you have a choice to sign for it or to not sign for it and say return to sender. And sometimes the enemy will come and I will know when he's trying to get me in that mindset and he's trying to get me in those places of where I used to have panic attacks and anxiety attacks to where even like I would have chest pains and all these physical ailments from it. And I used to have to, when I would feel like that, I would literally go straight to Jacob and I would say, honey, I just need you to pray for me. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know why I'm feeling like this. I don't even feel like I'm stressed out right now. But how many know if you've ever dealt with anxiety, it comes on sometimes when you're not even stressed out. Or it's an underlying thing that happens later sometimes after something. And I was like, I just need you to pray for me. And I would just begin to speak the word over myself. And then I would be like, I need to go talk to somebody. And I would find Jacob, somebody that I knew. I need you to pray for me, you know. And he would just pray the peace of God over my mind and my heart and everything and stuff. And there were seasons when it would flare up more than others. And I'm standing and I'm believing God. And you know what? There came to a point where I was just like, you know what? I need to go talk to the doctor. And I went and talked to the doctor, you know, and I had to be on medicine for a season. And, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed about being on medicine, okay? Just so you know that. There's nothing to be ashamed. It's not that you're a failure in your faith. It's not that you're not believing enough. So don't let the enemy lie to you, okay? If you need medicine, be on medicine. And get counseling and get help and talk to people. There's okay. Just because you're saying you're going to a therapist or you're going to a counselor doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're strong. It means you're like, I know where my weakness is. I know what I'm struggling with. Don't wait till your house is burning down. Just go talk to somebody. That's what they're there for, especially faith-based counselors that can put in the natural things we need to do with the supernatural faith part of it, as well as we continue to believe God in our lives. And there was a season that I was on medicine, and then I went off of it for a while, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try without, and it was all good. And then, like, right before we were about to launch four services at Easter, I started getting these panic attacks, and I started overthinking everything and just the weight of everything. And I just told Jacob, I said, I don't know. I just don't feel like myself. And he was like, well, maybe you need to go back on your medicine again. And I was like, and I started crying and I was like, I don't want to have to go back on it again. He goes, but you're not a failure. You are not a failure. And that was something that I had to deal with. I'm not a failure, you know? And to this day, I'm on medicine and it helps me, you know? But I also use God's word and things and know how to guard my heart and my mind and everything. And so the thing is, use the things in the natural. Don't worry about those things. They're there to help us as well. But also we got to continue to believe God and bathe our hearts and our minds in God's word and in prayer. Sometimes you just need to put worship music on and just sit there and let God pour into you. Sometimes you don't have any other words to say, but God, I just give it to you. I don't know what else to do, God. And it's like, I need you, and let him minister to your heart. Amen. So we need both sides of those. And in here it says, what is anxiety? So how many in here have ever driven your car and on your control panel, the red engine light or some kind of indicator light starts flashing on your thing or it comes on? How many of y'all have done that? And you've all driven on it for a long time and just ignored it, right? Yeah, we all have. So that comes on, obviously, it's alerting us and telling us that something's wrong, right? It's telling us something's wrong. Sometimes we're just like, yeah, we'll be fine, you know, until smoke starts coming out under the hood. And then we're like, oh, crap, you know, we got to go get this taken care of. But that comes on because it's an indicator symbol telling us something is wrong. There's a problem. And we have to take it either back to the manufacturer or to the creator or to someone who knows how to fix the car and understands how it works, right? Well, it's the same thing that God does in our hearts. Sometimes there's things that bring us anxiety or things that happen, but it's an indicator telling us that there's something going on. There's something wrong. There's something underlying, maybe under the hood that we can't see, that there's something that needs to be addressed or fixed. And we have to go to our creator or our manufacturer who has created us and put us together and knows how we work more than anything and have him help us fix it. Amen. Sometimes you got to go in for a little tune-up, right? Sometimes you got to go get your oil changed. Sometimes you got to go have filters changed in your car. You got to do all these things, you know? And so don't wait until it's so overwhelming that you don't tweak it and you don't fix it and you don't get a tune-up in your heart and your spirit and in your mind. So make sure that you are going to God. Often we go to everyone else before God. We fall for all the earthly counterfeits or help that we can get. It's so funny because it cracks me up. Everybody goes to Facebook a lot or social media instead of God's word, you know, and it cracks me up because we can talk to a friend, and I've been guilty of this too. We can talk to a friend for hours and hours about what we're going through, our hurts, our woes. How many of you have a friend that you can just like vent to, spill everything to? They'll just listen to you and be like, it's going to be okay. Suck it up, sister. But it's going to be okay, you know. It's like one of those friends that speaks the truth but in love at the same time. Girl, you need to get your life together, you know. Or dude, suck it up, you know what I mean? It's going to be fine. But that will like be a shoulder to cry on, or maybe it's just talking over a cup of coffee. Maybe it's even as guys just like going fishing, going out, doing something, you know, you enjoy doing and just having that conversation, that fellowship to have someone that you can share your heart with. And that's all good, you know, and sometimes people can write like a whole page of stuff on social media about all their woes and all their hurts and all their stuff and everything. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that unless it's like a constant feed, you know, and then I'm like, oh, sweet Jesus, help them, Lord, you know. They need to go to therapy or a counselor or talk to somebody. But the funny thing is, God is like, I'm right here. Why aren't you talking to me? And 90% of us, and I've been guilty of this too, the first thing we go to is people or things instead of God and going to prayer. And I think it's the biggest thing is like, sometimes we can talk for hours to somebody and then God's like, I'm right here. And then we're like, okay, yeah, I need to pray. And then it's like, man, what am I gonna say? And it's like, we can't even have a 5-minute conversation in prayer with God, but yet we just talk for 2 hours with somebody over a cup of coffee about our woes and everything. And we've got to change that as Christ followers. We got to go to him first. And people always think, oh, well, is there like a certain way to pray? You know, do I need to talk in like King James format, this, thou, thus? No, just talk to God from your heart, just the way you are. Just talk to him. There are days when I come to God and I'm like, God, I can't do this right now on my own. I need you, God. There are times when I've come in just crying. There's times I've come to God and I've been mad and I've been upset. And I'm like, God, I can't take anymore. And I need you to intervene in this right now. I mean, through tears, through ugly cry, snot, nastiness. Come on, y'all know you've been there. Don't be lying now. When you are just like at your end of your rope and you're like, God, I need you. And sometimes you're just like, God, I have just had a really crappy day. And I am irritable, I'm frustrated, I'm mad, and I need you to help me, God, you know? Or I don't know what to do. Your heart is broken. Maybe it's about something that hasn't come to pass yet in your life that you've been believing for. Maybe it's for someone who's fallen away from Christ. Maybe it's a broken marriage. Maybe it's something that you're going through. And you just need to come to God and say, God, I just give it to you. It's almost like your prayer time should be like your altar. Just like Abraham had to bring the most precious thing that he had, which was Isaac, his only son. And God said, bring it to me and lay it down as a sacrifice and surrender it. And I have to say, as Abraham, I don't even know if I could have done that then. To say your only child that you believed, because Abraham believed God for years for this child. It wasn't like it was just he had tons of kids and all this was easy. And his most valuable thing, God said, I just want you to give it to me and surrender it to me and trust me. And I think that is something that we have a hard time doing, is trusting God. And I'm talking to myself. Sometimes we want to give it to God, but then we want to take it back. And we give it to God, and then we take it back. And we just continue to do this over and over again. And God's like, no, throw it to me. Cast it to me. It says, cast all your anxiety. Cast all your cares. When you're fishing and you throw it out and you cast your reel, you cast your rod, you cast it out. You throw it out. You're not trying to grab it on the way out and bring it back in real fast. Unless you get a fish, then you reel it in. But when you're casting it out, you're not trying to grab it and bring it back real quick, right? And so God is trying to tell us, cast it on me. Cast it on me. Release it. Let it go. Sometimes, I know for me, like people that like to try to figure things out, analyze things, or some of us are just, we're control freaks. We like to be in control of stuff. We're human beings. That's the way we are sometimes. And so feeling out of control is the hardest thing for us to do because we feel lost. And it's like, well, what else can I go to? I need to control something else. What do I need to do? Like, I need to put this in order. And it's like, we start twitching, you know, because we can't control something. And God is like, I'm in control of everything. I've already seen the end result. How can we not trust God? He's already seen 10 steps ahead of us and already knows. So we should just rest and know that he is going to trust. We can trust him. And he says, I will never forsake you, never leave you, never fail you. And when I go to God in prayer, sometimes I give things to him and I say, God, this is no longer my burden to bear. There is nothing in the natural that I can do to change this anymore. I've done everything I know on my part to do, God, and I just give it to you. I lay it at your feet, God, and I give it to you and I surrender you and I trust you, God. And sometimes it's hard for us to even say those words because you know why? We have had human relationships with other people and we have lost trust with people and people have lost our trust. And so I think, you know, as people, we have a hard time with that word trust because sometimes it's a conditional trust that we think of instead of something that God, when he says, trust me, he means fully trust me. Like, I got you, you know? Have you ever trusted somebody and they broke your trust and it really hurt you, right? Well, then that trust, it does. You don't get that right away. You know, you have to earn your trust back. Have you ever heard that? You have to earn that trust back, and it takes time. But with God, we have to learn to trust him. His trust is a different kind of trust than what we have with people. And if we can trust him, think about this. In the deepest, darkest place in our lives, probably when we gave our heart to Christ, we trust him. We trusted him with our full heart and our full life then, more than we've ever trusted him in our life. And then when we become followers of him, it's like we have a harder time trusting him in the little things than we did the greatest thing, which was our salvation. And we have to remember and go back, man, I've trusted him and look what he's done. That's why it said with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, remembering what God has done. Have you ever heard the phrase, count your blessings? Sometimes you got to go back and count the things and write them down. There's been times when I go through and I write out almost like a grateful journal where I'll go through in times when I'm struggling and write down things that I am thankful for. This is what God did. I believed and this is what he did. I believed and this is what he did. And I believed and this is what he did. Because you know what? It reminds me almost like I build an altar to remind myself to go back to that place, to remind me of how good God has been. Amen? Sometimes we got to remind ourselves and know that we can trust God through our pain, that we can take it to prayer in him. And so in this, it says, Paul says, pray about everything because God cares. Present your requests to God. Another translation says, let your needs be known. Talk to God. What's your needs? Tell God in your way. You know, we have three kids and our kids, we have two teenagers and a preteen. So they are very vocal about their needs. And they're not afraid to tell us their needs. Man, we ain't got nothing to eat here. I need some food. Well, I'm sick of this. There ain't nothing in this fat pantry. Blah, 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 blah. And there's like 50 million things in there, right? And they're like, oh, I need new shoes. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need, it's always need, you know? And so, but you know why? It's because they're comfortable with us. And they know that even if it's something that they need that they don't need to have, I'll be like, you want that. You don't need that right now. You're good, you know? And everybody thinks they need this. They need this. I need the newest phone. I'm like, your phone work? You good? All right. Now on to the next thing, you know? And so they always think they need something. But you know what? They're not afraid to come to us and approach us and tell us what their needs are. And that's how our relationship should be with our Heavenly Father, that he said, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you. In other words, he'll provide for every one of your needs if you just seek him first. It doesn't say second or third or fourth. Seek him first and he'll provide for all your needs if you just trust him. But if we don't vocalize and tell him our needs and tell him what we're going through and what we're worried about and what we have anxiety about and what we're overwhelmed about, then guess what? He doesn't know. And he's like, tell me. I want to be in there. I want to invite me into your situation. We have to invite him into our situation sometimes. He sees it and he's there, but he's asking us, God, come into my situation. I need you. I can't do this on my own. Amen. And in 1 Peter 5:6-8, it says, humble yourselves therefore unto God's mighty hand that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Some of us need to know that God cares for us. He loves us so much, and he wants to be a part of our lives. It says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. God tells us to be alert because we have an enemy. How many know we have an enemy? Amen? He steals our emotional and mental energy, a lot of times with anxiety and with fear, to wear us out to where we are too tired to even fight spiritually. Have you been to that place where you've been so emotionally and mentally tired that it steals your energy so much thinking about something nonstop and it gets your emotions all stirred up that you're just like, man, I'm just too tired to pray. Have you been that way? I've been that way. And you know what? The enemy tries to wear us down. Oh, I'm going to keep going to them and keep bugging them and keep making them think. It's almost like a hamster wheel. It just keeps going around and around. And then you're just like, end of the day, and you're just like, I'm just too tired to pray. God, help me. You know, and God's like, well, there's more than that. You've been thinking about this all day long, you know, and God wants us to come to him, but the enemy tries to wear us out so that our guard comes down and we have to be aware of that. So if you feel down, depleted, hopeless, maybe you feel fearful today of the unknown or maybe situations that are going on in your life. Just know if you humble yourself under God's mighty hand that he will lift you up. Amen. He will lift you up. If you come to him, he will lift you up. And sometimes, you know, we think about Peter in the Bible and how he stepped out of the boat when he was with Jesus and the disciples. And he stepped on the water and he walked on the water. But he had his eyes on Jesus the whole time. He had his eyes on Jesus, which was the natural thing. He had his eyes on. But then Peter began to sink. And you know why he sank? He took his eyes off of Jesus and he stopped believing. And sometimes that's where we're at. We're stepping out in faith and we trust God and he says, come. You know, we're like, okay, God, I'm good. I'm going to come. I have the faith to step out. And we step out And we look at him, and then all of a sudden, everything of this world starts coming at us, you know, because the wind, the waves, it was in the middle of a storm. You know, you're going to want to look around. You know, the enemy's trying to distract Peter from looking at Jesus. And Jesus is holding out his hand. And Peter's looking at him. And all of a sudden, Peter began to focus on the natural things instead of Jesus. And when he got his eyes off of him, he began to sink. And Jesus was like, turn your eyes on me. Look at me. Walk on the word. Walk to me. And sometimes, you know, we want to be free, but we don't run to who can set us free in situations like that. And sometimes we take our eyes off of Jesus and put them on the natural. And God has his hand out. But because we haven't been seeking him, we're not close enough to grab it. Because when we're seeking him, we're drawing closer and closer to him to where he's like, I got you, and you can grab it. But when we're far away, the things of the natural keep us from getting to him, to where we start sinking before our hand can grab him. To where if we just keep our eyes on him, his hand is there. But we just have to position ourselves in a way where we can grasp that hand of Jesus. And he can walk with us, and he can lift us up, and he can bring us through the storms of life. How many of you going through a storm right now? Come on, just raise your hand. There's a lot of people. I know the enemy has been on attack. I have my hand raised. But you know what? You are not alone. Just know you are not alone. The enemy tells us all, you're alone. Nobody cares about you. This isn't gonna work out. Stop praying. It's not working. You've prayed about this for like 5, 10 years. Stop believing. And the enemy comes and he tries to defeat us, and he tries to make us think of things in our minds, and he gets fear in us. Fear, Pastor Jacob's preached on before, false evidence appearing real. It's not even real. It's things that appear like they're real, but they're not. And we start to believe the lies of the enemy, and that's when we start to get anxious. We start to get fearful. We start to get afraid. Oh, what if I give, and what if I can't pay my bills? What if I do this, and what if my marriage falls apart, and then what am I gonna do? And then what if God doesn't answer and heal my child? And where if I can't find the job that I feel like God wants me to have? And what if I never get married? What if I can't find the right person? What if I do get married and I marry the wrong person, and then it ends up in divorce, or we have problems, or there's just so many things that the enemy comes at us nonstop. Nonstop. And we have to guard our hearts and say, not today, devil, not today. Amen. And some of us got to get a spiritual tenacity about ourselves, almost like a holy righteousness, like a warrior. We are an army of God. Amen. Come on, we're not going to lay down and let the enemy walk all over us. Come on, how many believe that we are in the last days of the greatest revival that the earth has ever seen? But also the greatest days of evil and the God of this world, Satan, coming to corrupt our world and take as many people to a Christless eternity, to hell, as he can. And it is our job. If we are Christians walking in so much fear, we're afraid to even, if we're afraid about this, how are we going to be able to stand up and say, yes, I believe in Jesus. And yes, I am unashamed of the gospel. And yes, I don't care if it ends up taking my life, I'm going to go to be with my Father in heaven, and I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to love God. And I don't care, because I know I'm on the winning side. And God walks before me, and he has the plans, and he holds, and he's never let me down. And even through my pain that I didn't understand certain things, God turned it around for something good to come out of it. Something great happened in me, or happened for me to be able to help someone else through it. Amen? And we got to get almost like a righteous warrior spirit. God, not, or devil, not today. I got Jesus on my side. I'm putting on the armor of God. I'm putting on my spiritual armor today. You know what? Every time the enemy comes, I'm just going to be like, bing, hold up my shield. Comes at me today, bing, holding up my shield. I ain't doing it today. You know, making sure my sword of the spirit and my belt of truth. I know all this because the kids are doing this today back there. That's why I know. Your belt of truth is what holds all your weapons. And it's just like, nope. And I just hold it up, ding, and be like, don't forget, I got my sword. I'm ready to fight. Come on, devil, let's go. You know? And if you're doing anything for God and you're feeling the heat and you're feeling the attacks, it's because there's something great in you. There is something great in you that you don't even see. Something powerful in your story. Something that's going to come out of this situation that you're fighting that is going to set somebody else free. That you may not even use until 5, 10 years from now, but there's a purpose. There's a purpose, and you got to pray through the pain. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let anxiety stop you. Trust in God. Trust him. He knows you. And the word cast, it says, we talked about it, throw, release, give, surrender. Sometimes we have a hard time surrendering. Give it to God and don't take it back. Don't take it back. Today when you go home, if you need to get out something, write down everything that you're afraid of right now, everything that you are anxious about right now in your life, and say, God, at the bottom, I give it to you. Signed, Tara Lynn Burgeye. Boom. And I put it off to the side, I pray about it, and I'm done. Because I no longer own it. It's not mine. I'm out of control, so I give it to God. And I say, God, you do it. But when we hold on, he can't take over because we're trying to do it ourselves. And we got to just give it to him. And then I had a small group. It was called Fight Like a Girl back in this last winter semester. And we talked about anxiety and all this stuff. And our motto the whole time was give it to God and go to sleep. And it was something that stuck with us. And it was something that I shared. I had this little sign right next to my bed that Pastor Jacob had given me that I read every single night before I went to bed because he knew I was dealing with a lot of anxiety. And I'll tell you what, that little phrase has helped me so much. Every night. And at the end of our semester, we had talked about it and we're like, hey, let's make some really cool like wooden signs, Sam, you know, these little wooden signs. And we were like, what do you want to put on it? You know, does everybody want to put their own sayings on it? And they're like, why don't we all just put, give it to God and go to sleep and we'll all have the same thing. And we're like, well, that's what you guys want? Sure, I mean, that's the thing that I held on to, but if you want to do it, I'm fine with that. I'm gonna put that on mine. And we all did the same thing. And we all have it hanging either in our house, in our bedrooms, or wherever we can see it. And let me tell you, I see that thing all the time. And when I am overwhelmed, I say, give it to God and go to sleep. Just give it to God, release it, cast it off, surrender it to God and go to sleep. He loves you so much and he wants nothing but the best for you. But we have to trust what he has for us. And we have to learn to surrender our own will to his so that fear doesn't grip us from stepping into what God has for us next. Amen? Amen. Well, let's just bow our heads. I'm just going to pray right now. Father, I just thank you, God. We thank you for this message today, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that the pressures of this world, God, that anxiety, that fear, that things try to grip us, God, and stop us from fulfilling the purpose that you've put in our lives, God, and to stop our impact on others, God, and to feel insecure and feel overwhelmed, God, and feel like we don't know where to turn, Lord, and who to talk to and how to get out of situations, Lord. And I thank you, God, that we will run to you, God, that we will make our petitions known to you, God, that you will be the first thing that we come to, God, that we trust you so much. Our relationship with you is the greatest relationship in our lives, God. And I thank you, Lord, that we will cast our cares on you, Lord, and that we will come with a heart of thanksgiving, thanking you, God, remembering all the things that we have brought to you before, God, and that you have been faithful, God. And how much more you will never fail us now, God, and never leave us, Lord, because you love to show up in the impossible situations, God, to prove how awesome you are. So that you get all the glory and you get all the honor, God. And we just thank you for it, Lord. Maybe you're here today and maybe you've been feeling anxious. Maybe you've been feeling fearful. And maybe you're just in this place and maybe you've never really surrendered your heart to Christ. Maybe you've never taken that step. Or maybe you've fallen away from God. And maybe the things of this world have overwhelmed you or sucked you in. And maybe your relationship with God is not where it needs to be. And maybe God is asking you and drawing you today, come to me. And have rest. Come to me. I have great plans for you. Surrender your life to me today. And God wants you. He loves you. He has great plans for you. He's not mad at you. He adores you. He loves you. You are his creation. He has the best things in store for you if you just surrender to him today. And if that's you today, I just want you. We're not going to make you to come forward or walk up front or stand or anything to embarrass you. But we just want to include you in this prayer. And if that's where your heart's at today and you just want to surrender your life to Christ, just lift your hand so I can acknowledge you and I can see that you want to make a decision for Christ today so we can pray. If that's you, just go ahead, lift your hand right now. Lift your hand if that's you. Just lift your hand all over this place. Don't walk out of this place today not knowing if you laid your head on your pillow tonight that you would know where you would spend eternity. Don't walk away. Tomorrow is promised to no one. We don't know. Things happen every day. Why not leave here knowing that you are secure in Christ and that God has a plan for you? And if that's you, come on, just lift your hand. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear stop you. Thank you. Just lift your hand. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let pride keep you from giving your heart to Christ today. Just lift that hand. Lift that hand all over this place. Come on, I'm going to wait. Thank you. There's another. There's more. Thank you. Come on, just lift your hand. Now is the time. God is drawing you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. It's just saying, God, I need you. I need you in my life. Come on, church, let's just pray this prayer together with them this morning. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you today. I surrender my life to you. I give you full control. I thank you that you sent your son to die on the cross for me. And I thank you that my sins are forgiven. I thank you have a great purpose for my life. And I accept it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, church, put your hands together.
Once again, thanks for joining us for this week's message. If you would like to know more about us, be sure to visit us at thefuelchurch.com. It's also here where if you would like to support this ministry financially, you can click on the online giving tab. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we hope and pray you have a blessed week.